Remember when we were small children and our teachers would ask us,
"What do you want to be when you grow up?"
Or something of a similar line about ambitions. I'll go first. I'd always say I want to become a teacher because then I thought being in front of a class as a female, teaching was what I wanted to do. Then fast forward to all the experiences and lessons, we become adults. And bam, here I am today as a radio producer and an anchor, bringing similar stories of an individual's journey to where they are now. Career Careers under Generation Me will bring people from different professional backgrounds and have them share their story. Each episode will end with few tips from other individuals who work in the same profession, enabling the youth to understand about their particular choice of career. For the first episode of Career Careers under Generation Me, I have Dodgy Choden. Dodgy and I have a really interesting story to share about how we met. So we went to a trip to Tromsø, and then we were reporters and journalists from different organizations in Bhutan, and then some people were from the newspaper, some were from TV, some were from radio. So that's how we all met. And what was your experience of Tromsø like?
I think Tromsø was the best trip.
Yeah.
Like, since I entered into this profession, like, it was very unexpected. Initially, I didn't really expect that I would be selected because we have so many good reporters in our country.
Yeah.
And then I'm so new. And I think I was the only one who had the least experience of being a journalist. So it was very unexpected. And then we met online first, and then we didn't even know each other.
And then the trip was also not like 1 month long for us to know each other so well. It was for 3 days.
Yes.
It was for 3 days. And I think the first conversation we had was chips sanna. No?
Oh,
we were sharing our chips and then the maze along the way.
We were very different personalities,
yes,
right?
Yes, a lot of different personalities just came together and blended so well.
Yeah.
After 3 days of the trip, when we were like saying our goodbyes, we were just like genuinely sad that it ended. It was a really fun experience, and that's how I met Dodgy.
Yes, and then we had lots of fun.
Yes, and that's when we talked about this episode as well. And a month later?
Yeah, I think it's been a month.
Yeah, yes. A month later, here we are. So I would like to thank you firstly for making time and, you know, coming here and being the first guest on my new journey that I've started. It's called Career Careers, and I wanted to delve into how people, different individuals are in different careers. So to begin, I would like to thank you again. And also, I would like to ask you for an introduction of yourself. And with the introduction, I would like you to describe yourself.
So first of all, thank you very much for having me here. It's been an honor. Like, this is my first talk show, so I'm very nervous right now. I don't know how I can go on with this. So my name is Dodgy Choden, and I'm 26 years old. So as an individual, so if I describe myself, I'm a very curious and adaptable person. And I try to learn new things, and I'm very keen in, you know, knowing things and picking up. I'm very slow in picking up, but I do take keen in learning things. So other than my profession, I enjoy conversations, having conversations and engaging with people. So, and in my free time, I would say that people would either find me scrolling through Instagram reels and laughing out loud because I laugh like anything. You know that. And I do like reading. But these days with work, it's quite hard to keep up with the reading and writing stuffs. And sometimes it's even hard to have me time.
So when you are around your close friends or people who you know, how do they describe you?
I think the first thing would be loud. Mm-hmm. I'm very, very loud. You know that. I'm very loud. And then the other thing would be I'm very talkative. Mm-hmm. I talk a lot. I ask questions a lot. And then my questions would be very silly. So like even when I go to ministries for interview and all, everything, mm-hmm. I ask such silly questions because I'm very interested. Mm-hmm. But I don't have much knowledge. And I don't pick things first as also. Mm-hmm. So that's the thing. So loud, talkative, and definitely not smart. I do want to say I'm smart. Mm-hmm. That would be from my side. But for them, I would be like typical idiot, you know? The girls in the movies, like Korean drama, like the girls where they would be like so talkative and I don't know, dump.
But that's a really interesting insight that you gave about yourself. And it was a really nice description of yourself as well. Thank you so much for that, Doji. And my second question would be now, remember when we were growing up and in school, our teachers used to ask us, what do you want to be when you grow up? And we all used to have answers to that. Yeah, I want to be a teacher, I want to be a doctor, an engineer, and we did not actually know the meaning of these jobs as well. We did not know what are the skills required and all of that, right? So this is why I think my careers episodes are also coming, because I really want to know, what did you want to become when you were growing up? What was your ambition? What was your answer to the teacher who asked you, what do you want to be when you grow up?
I don't really remember if I had any particular ambition while growing up. Like, I wasn't that studious type. Mm-hmm. I was the, you know, the opposite type. I wasn't very naughty, but I was naughty. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't studious, and I would never study. Mm-hmm. I would either, like, take interest in extracurricular, mostly sports. Mm-hmm. So I was very active in sports. But the only ambition I remember while growing up was I wanted to be a doctor. I don't know why. Very stupid of me, but I wanted to be a doctor. Maybe because I liked how they looked, you know? Presented themselves with that white lab jacket or coat, something like that.
And then also doctors had that image, right? That they're the smart ones. Yeah. They do the good things in the community, in the society. So maybe that's why.
Maybe because of the society. Because, you know, everyone wanted to be doctor while growing up.
Yes, yes. I remember when I was growing up and we were in school, most of the girls used to say that I want to be a teacher. The boys would be like, I want to be a doctor. So maybe it was related to some like a gender stereotype as well. So what is your job now?
So currently I'm working as a journalist with the Bhutanese newspaper. Mm-hmm. So it's just been around, not even a year, but just around a year.
So Doji, as an 8-year-old, maybe wanted to become a doctor. And now, when you mentioned in your description, you are 26 years old and you are a reporter.
Yeah.
So how did that happen? Give us a story of how did that happen.
Okay. It's a very long story. So I'll just make it short, but I don't know how short it will be.
It's okay. You can go as long as you would like it to be.
I graduated back in 2020. It was a time when people and the world were grappling with coronavirus.
Yeah.
So it was such a wrong time. I always say I graduated at the wrong time with the wrong course. And then that was like, and then eventually I thought maybe I will go to Australia like everyone was planning to.
Yeah.
I did my IELTS and then I was preparing to go to Australia. But the thing with Australia and Canada, everything process is like, it's very lengthy.
Yeah, it's very lengthy.
It takes months and months, you know. I had to change consultancies twice just because I was not able to wait for the offer letter. And then it took months just to get the offer. And eventually I did get my offer with the second consultancy. However, I know many of the people heard about the de facto issues. It wasn't real. So with the de facto issues, I had the same de facto issues. And then we thought we shouldn't process further. So we stopped that. And right at that time, I saw the vacancy for the Bhutanese. And then I thought they didn't have any specific graduation in undergrad degree. So I just gave it a try and here I am.
As a reporter. All right. That's a really interesting story of how you came across the job, right? You were looking for a completely new direction in your life and then you come across this job. But does this job align to what you studied?
Actually, no. Mm-hmm. It's completely opposite. Mm-hmm. I did my undergrad in BSc Airlines, Tourism and Hospitality.
Oh, okay.
So what I studied and what I am currently doing is very different.
Mm.
So it doesn't align at all.
Yes, so from Dorji who wanted to be a doctor when she thought of what she wanted to become when she grows up, was a doctor. And then she studied
hospitality and airlines.
And then you ended up as a reporter.
Yeah.
How would you describe your job as a reporter?
So as a reporter, we have our own beat.
Mm-hmm.
So I cover finance and economy.
Mm-hmm.
So my job involves investigating, mm-hmm. researching, and reporting news.
Mm.
I gather information, conduct interviews, mm-hmm. and analyze information mm-hmm. so that I can give accurate stories to my readers
mm-hmm.
and where they can be informed with various issues and events.
Mm. Does it align to your hobbies?
At this age, mm-hmm. I don't really know if I have any particular hobby
mm-hmm.
because with this profession it's mm-hmm. very hard to keep up a consistent hobby.
Yeah,
that's like kind of thing that I'm struggling with right now,
mm-hmm.
and having the me time that I mentioned earlier.
Yeah.
I'm not able to have that particular, you know. Mm. Weekends I have my off,
mm-hmm.
Saturday and Sunday, but that 2 days isn't enough because I would be very tired by Friday and Saturday, mm. and I would be in the bed whole day.
Mm.
But with that I try to read as much as I can,
mm-hmm.
and then I love scribbling,
mm-hmm.
and then I'm trying to scribble whatever thoughts that comes into my mind,
mm-hmm.
you know, expressing my thoughts through the words and kind of thing. Mm. Very cliche, but I enjoy that.
You mentioned reading, but were you always that passionate about writing as well?
More than reading, I think I enjoyed writing.
Mm.
I didn't write those very philosophical stuffs.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not very good at that, mm-hmm. but I do enjoy, you know, writing those silly poems
mm-hmm.
and then dear diary thing. I would do that. I still do. It's very embarrassing. But then,
you are interested in writing. So does that in any way like keep your spirit of being a reporter alive? Does writing a report different from your creative writing? How would you describe that?
I think like you mentioned, it's very different.
Mm-hmm.
And then writing a report, mm-hmm. Covering a story and what I actually mm-hmm. like to write is different. But I didn't really think far about the scribblings and stuffs.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know how to explain this now. I'm very dumbfounded on this.
It's completely okay. Also, Dorji, now, you came across the job of a reporter by chance, okay? So mm-hmm. you just tried for it and then you got into this job. Did you have any expectations before you got the job? Did you have an expectation of how this job would look like? What did you think then?
Back then, when I first interviewed,
mm-hmm.
I think I was the only person that was old.
Among the ones who were applying, yeah.
They were very young and then they all had those degrees related to mass communication and journalism, English.
Mm.
And I was the only one, very different.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had to do a short writing test.
Mm-hmm.
And I was the only one who gave the shortest answer as far as I know.
Okay.
Because I just didn't know what to write
mm-hmm.
because I don't know anything about the profession.
Mm-hmm.
I just know for the fact that I have to write
mm-hmm.
and I have to question a lot
mm.
to get what I want.
Those two factors were something that was aligning to you, mm. how you described yourself yeah. earlier. All right. So then you got into the job of a job mm-hmm. as a reporter, and then you are sharing to me now that you lack the me time as well, yeah. right? So what do you think, knowing all of this now, knowing the role of a reporter, knowing the job of a reporter, what do you think are some of the qualities that an individual needs if they want to pursue a career as a reporter?
Mm. I think to be a reporter, you have to be very consistent.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be very patient.
Mm-hmm.
Being a journalist is like, you have to be very, you have to have the patience to be a reporter.
Mm-hmm.
Because not every day, like, we won't get a story every day as we think we would.
Mm-hmm.
And get acquiring information from the officials and everything is very tough.
Mm-hmm.
And not all the stories work like we expect it to be.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I had my very rough days initially. I didn't know how to write, and I had to, I had my colleagues who were so supportive, and my chief, he would teach us. But still then, there were times that I couldn't, like, do, no, the loophole.
Yeah,
I had to go through that for a certain time.
Mm-hmm.
And then even I had to take a break.
Mm.
I went, like, to the southern part for a week just for that. And then that time I thought maybe consistency is the key, and I have to have the patience.
Mm-hmm.
So if someone wants to be a reporter, go through the same career, then the first thing is you have to have lots of patience.
Mm.
You have to have the interest in learning, questioning, and then writing. Yeah, that's the most important.
Mm-hmm.
And then even if you're not that good in English, eventually you will learn if you read a lot and if you write. Like, I wasn't that good. I'm not that good at right now also, but still then I feel like I'm improving a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So patience, consistency, and reading and writing, three things. I think that would be something someone should have if you want to take this as a career.
Okay. All right, so Doji, if you were given a chance to time travel and you could say, you know, something to the younger you, what would you say to her?
So I just remembered something.
Mm-hmm.
I always used to be happy, that happy-going type of person, you know, who always used to get along with everyone. And then I don't really have these mood swings.
Mm.
Like, still now, I don't have. I'm always happy. Even if I'm sad back in home, in my workplace, I have the same consistent mood.
Mm.
So I would say, like, stop pleasing everyone.
Mm.
And you don't really have to make everyone else happy. Just be genuinely happy.
Mm.
Not everyone is your friend.
Well, that is a really nice message. If I get the opportunity to time travel, I'm going to say that to the younger me now.
I don't know how this will work, but this is something
I would say. Beautiful. That was beautiful, Doji. Thank you so much for being so open about sharing about you today and helping us get to know you more. Thank you so much, Doji. And yes, with this, I'll be wrapping up the conversation now. And with that, I would like to ask you one last question. Since we already went to the past, we can go to the future now.
Mm.
10 years from now, if this radio program, you listen to it 10 years from now, okay? So you can record a message to yourself, to the Doji 10 years from now. What would you say to her? And I'll make sure that I'll send this voice note to you 10 years later so that you'll be reminded of how you were when you were 26.
I don't know if this can be a message, but I really hope the people that I have in my life right now, I'm very grateful that I went to Tromsø with that great team. That's like my dream team. I always mention that. So I really hope the people that I have in my life right now are the same group of people that I will have 10 years later. I hope you all are still there in my life.
That was beautiful again. Do you want me to cry? All right, Doji. It was really, really, really nice talking to you and getting to know you more, and also help our youths to understand what it is like to be a reporter, which is your profession. Thank you for giving us very thoughtful insights about this profession. And if you have anything else to add, you can do so and we'll wrap up the conversation.
I don't know what I should end with, but thank you so much for having me here. I was so nervous earlier that I even brought Devika with me, who is sitting just next to us right now, as a moral support.
Mm-hmm.
And Tandi, thank you so much for making me feel so comfortable that even the answers I wrote earlier, I didn't even use that because it was so fun. And it was so candid and casual. So thank you so much.
I would like to thank you once again. With this, we come to the end of today's episode. I hope you found today's episode entertaining and informative. Stay updated.
The only way to do great work is to love what you do. If you haven't found it yet, keep looking. Don't settle. Steve Jobs.